From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson. And here are some of the stories we're following this week. Campfires or recreational fires are banned in Cook County, and the Kekakabic Trail is closed until further notice. These restrictions come as the continued lack of rain, warm temperatures, and winds create a very high fire danger across northern Minnesota. Under an order issued by Sheriff Mark Falk, all campfires and recreational fires are now prohibited in Cook County. The sheriff's order took effect at 12:01 a.m. on Friday, and it supersedes fire restrictions issued by other agencies. A violation of the sheriff's fire ban may result in criminal charges. Violators could be held liable for costs related to fire suppression efforts from a wildfire caused by a campfire or recreational fire. The U.S. Forest Service closed the entire length of the Kekakabic Trail Friday. The trail starts near Snowbank Lake in Ely and goes east to the Gunflint Trail. The Forest Service managers said the closure is necessary to ensure that hikers are not trapped in the area on foot in case of a forest fire. In addition to the countywide fire ban, the U.S. Forest Service restricted campfires and charcoal or wood-burning camp stoves in the Chippewa and Superior National Forests, including the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
Shelley and Harley Tofty, owners of the Dockside Fish Market of Grand Marais, were named Established Entrepreneurs of the Year. The award was announced during the 18th annual Joel Labovitz Entrepreneurial Success Awards Luncheon Wednesday in Duluth. The Entrepreneurial Success Awards are sponsored by UMD's Center for Economic Development. Recipients were chosen from 29 nominees from the Twin Ports and the Arrowhead region. The award is in its 40th year and honors a business leader as well as five other success stories. George Goldfarb, Chief Operating Officer of the clothing seller Maurice's, won the Business Person of the Year from the UMD Labovitz School of Business and Economics.
The state has cut its share of Sentenced to Serve, or STS, funding. The popular program where individuals convicted of crime serve time working on community projects rather than in a jail cell used to be a 50-50 split between the state and counties. According to County STS Director Gary Jorgensen, the split has shifted to a 25-75 percentage and added an additional $19,000 cost to the county. The county board was left with a tough decision Tuesday to pick up the difference or drop the program. Commissioners had already weighed the pros and cons of STS at an earlier meeting and decided dropping the program would actually cost more due to transportation and jail reimbursement costs to other counties. Commissioners also said terminating the program would result in less effective offender rehabilitation. The added financial burden will push the budgeted $38,000 up to $57,000 for 2010. People enrolled in the STS program work on local, nonprofit, and state projects. Commissioners told Jorgensen to cut back on state projects in a manner that reflects the 25% drop in state participation.
The fish-killing VHS disease has been found in a lake herring netted off the Apostle Islands in Lake Superior, this according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Tuesday. It's the third confirmed discovery of the virus in Lake Superior after announcements in January that fish from the Twin Ports Harbor and near Whitefish Bay in Michigan had traces of the disease. Viral hemorrhagic septicemia is harmless to people but often lethal to fish. VHS can cause bleeding in fish tissue, including internal organs. Sick fish often appear listless, have bulging eyes, swim in circles, or hang just below the surface. It's likely the disease will continue to spread in Lake Superior, but officials say they can work with anglers and boaters to slow the spread of the disease to other waters by getting anglers to follow rules and guidelines already in place, namely, not moving any fish, bait, or water out of an infested lake.
Commissioners will begin interviewing candidates for the county highway engineer position on May 11th. The county has received four applications. Current engineer Shay Kosmalski is set to leave her post on April 28th. For WTIP News, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Jay Anderson. For more news stories and features, visit us at WTIP.org.